Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Monday, September 16th.
Guess what, Nick?
What are you talking?
8 straight days of gains on the stock market.
I know what you're thinking. It's like a baker's week.
It's a baker's week,
not,
7 plus 1.
Not a bacon dozen, not a baker's dozen.
Now Jack, this
is the best.
Is the best one yet.
Definitely the best Snacks
Our
Daily.
Our first story, Pepsi and Venmo just teamed up on a calorie-packed partnership to create Pepcorn.
Sounds a lot fancier than it actually is.
It's called Pepcorn.
We're looking at who actually won the partnership. Turns out there was a winner in this one.
Second story is Walmart. It just whipped up a grocery club.
A cool $98 a year.
$98 a year for unlimited free grocery to your neighborhood.
The target is Amazon and the target is Target.
And the food is the hook.
And third and final story, what have we got?
The not quite unicorn of the day is Voyage. It just raised $31 million for self-driving robo-taxis.
But for old people.
We're talking senior citizens, retirement community, robots.
Hanging out at the old Willow Grove Acres Estates over there. Now, before we jump into all that, Snackers.
This is a sad moment.
Tough weekend.
For a company that caused quite a stir last summer.
On Saturday, we had to put to rest MoviePass.
Pour out some Skittles.
Maybe a few Mountain Dew extras.
MoviePass is dead.
It's a true thing. This was the all-you-can-watch movie theater membership. It sounded too good to be true.
It's an all-you-can-watch movie buffet for $10 a month.
Turns out it was too good to be true.
Now, sad story here. This is Jack,
and full disclosure,
I bought some MoviePass stock last summer.
I remember while Jack and I were talking, this thing could have gone up. It also could have apparently gone to zero.
I thought to myself, this is going to be like the Facebook of movies. Maybe the Netflix of movies.
Turns out it ended up going to zero.
Went to $0. If you want to send your condolences, hit us up at Robinhood Snacks.
In the meantime, great lesson on things can go up. Things can also go down.
Things can go down. My stock is worth $0.
And they may stay down.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities, nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security, right? Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Pepsi and Venmo, they just teamed up to create a little thing called Pepcoin.
Pepcoin.
Because consumer behavior is really hard to take advantage of.
For the record, Pepcoin is Bitcoin that you can eat.
It's a charming idea.
Now, this brings me back to the old days.
I know what you're thinking.
When, like, 8-year-old me wearing 16 Huskies.
You got the Life cereal and the Crackin' Oprah mixed together for breakfast.
And I would collect those little stamps at the bottom of cereal boxes.
You cut them off, and then I think an adult had to send them in for you.
And if my mom sent in 30 of those little things,
I'd
get, like, a fanny pack.
Right. Or this is kind of like those McDonald's Monopoly games that my family would obsess over for a good 2 months out
Atlantic
of the
Boulevard to get for a supersized French fry.
Hardest one to get. Whoever won the millions, we don't know who you are.
So, and then Gatorade, I think, and Pepsi had bottle cap collection.
Well, PepCoin is PepCoin is a reward system version 2.0. It's between Pepsi and Venmo.
Venmo, by the way, is owned by PayPal, which is the biggest fintech company, and it's also publicly traded.
So let's walk through how this partnership works. Let's say you're walking by. It's Treat Yourself Tuesday, and you see some Frito-Lay's chips, and you're feeling kind of hungry.
And you're hungry, but you need something to wash it down.
Jack and I aren't soda guys, but you know we'll go with this.
So you get some Doritos, you get a caffeine-free Diet Pepsi.
Okay, like we did. They kind of balance that out a bit.
So if you get a combination of soda and chips made by PepsiCo,
then you whip out your phone, get the camera open, and you can scan a code on the back of both.
There's actually not on the back of both, on the back of the chips.
Right.
And then underneath the cap of the soda bottle.
So you actually got to buy the soda bottle and open this thing.
And you have to buy a plastic soda bottle because it doesn't work for cans.
Basically, this program has a huge carbon footprint is what we're trying to say.
So if you get both a snack and a bottle, then you get to scan them and you get 37 cents approximately for that combo.
That goes into your PepCoin account online.
Right. And all you need to do is take your phone and take out your camera and it should recognize the QR code and pop up an internet window.
Now, once you do this a bunch of times and you pass the $2 mark, you can then transfer this cash, which is like free cash, directly into your Venmo
account. Let me do some math here.
Yep.
Six sets of soda and chips gets you $2.
Got the abacus out over here.
Yeah. So in a year, you'll make $15 of free Venmo money.
Now, Pepsi came out hard and said this is a quote-unquote permanent program. This isn't an occasional thing they're doing.
Now, that's a very bold claim. I'm pretty sure the lawyers
didn't want them
to say permanent program. Rule number one of lawyering, never say forever.
Don't do it. The fact that we just said it right now is a problem. It should have been bleeped out. So at first, when we dove into the snack style, we noticed that it seemed like Pepsi was kind of the winner of the partnership.
Well, it is called PepCoin.
True.
It is involving Pepsi products.
Very true. And then when you look at the press release, we did a little Apple F here. Pepsi's mentioned 28 times.
Venmo's mentioned 6 times.
Must have been a bad day for those Venmo lawyers signing that thing.
Yeah, in PepCoin, the Venmo is silent.
But if you dive in a little deeper snack style, you notice that Venmo is the real winner, right,
Sounds
Jack?
Sounds like the time for the takeaway.
So, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Venmo and Pepsi?
Human behavior is the biggest challenge to fintech.
Exactly. Fintech being financial technology. Venmo is a great example of it. Digital payments.
Fintech needs humans to transition from physical to digital, a.k.a. from their physical wallets to their mobile apps.
And Venmo's already got the athleisure-loving, brunching, millennial, avo toast-eating crowd like you, us, and everyone else.
Right. So Venmo has a whole generation of bougie millennials hooked to the app. But now this is targeting potato chips and soda drinkers, which might be a different customer segment.
Exactly. We're not talking about the brunch was incredible.
OMG, I can't even.
I'm obsessed with the acai bowl crowd.
This is going for the Dorito-eating, Pepsi-chugging crowd.
And that's why Venmo got involved, because this partnership could potentially change human behavior. For our second story, Walmart just whipped up Grocery Delivery Membership Club to become the prime rival to Amazon.
First rule of Grocery Club?
First rule.
Tell everyone at the office you joined Grocery Club.
Everyone should know that you're doing it. It's fun to be a part of. Everyone should join, actually.
You actually go to the grocery store? Oh, I'm sorry for you.
You should hang out with my club.
Here's the news. Walmart's Unlimited Delivery Grocery Club will now reach half of Americans by this fall.
It's actually not called Grocery Club, but we just thought that was a better name.
It's called Walmart Delivery Unlimited.
Now, it costs $98 a year or $12.95 a month, and you get same-day delivery if you order within a three-hour window.
Yeah, so order now. It'll be there in 3 hours.
And there's a $30 minimum, so you can't get three Kind bars.
Understandable.
Actually, 3 Kind bars is pretty expensive.
Now, if you don't want to join the club, it costs about $10 per delivery. So the break even is 2 orders per month.
If you're going to order twice in a month from Walmart for delivery, you should probably just do the club.
Now, they tested this thing out in June in 3 cities, Tampa, Houston, and Miami, but all NFL cities.
Now this is going like almost nationwide. It's going to reach half of all Americans.
Let's talk about the big 4.
Oh, this
in
is
grocery
like
delivery.
The families from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Who we got from Westeros over here, Jay.
You got Instacart, which is $99 a year for unlimited delivery.
And then you got Target, which has an option that's $99 a year for grocery delivery.
First of all, is this like Price is Right? Walmart beats them by $1.
It's like that one friend.
Walmart's is $98. Target and Instacart are $99.
Really creative, Walmart.
And then the one you all expected to be the lowest price, Amazon, has Amazon Fresh. But to be an Amazon Fresh member, first you got to shell out $119 to be a Prime member.
Then you got to like mortgage your home.
Then it's $180 a year for Amazon Fresh for a total $299.
So if you want that like Amazon delivery, you're shelling out a lot of money to begin with. But here's the key thing about groceries. Grocery delivery is a loyalty leader.
Food is the hook for Walmart to get you in the store.
Oh, it gets you in deep because food is a loyalty leader.
It's a loyalty leader because you kind of need it every day.
I just ate and I plan on eating later.
Or according to Wikipedia, you need it at least every 3 days.
Sometimes you're just feeling spontaneous. Maybe you want to eat pretty soon, like in 3 hours.
So you go to Walmart.com and you order some basil, you order some spaghetti sauce. And you
San
order
Marzano
some
tomatoes.
I don't
over
think
here.
You've been to Walmart in a while.
I like my San Marzano though.
And the thing is, you might even throw in some workout socks
maybe
or a shirt.
Chambray shirt, which by the way, chambray.
Again, not sure you've been to Walmart recently.
The jeans that people who don't like jeans can wear.
The point is, food gets you in the store and then you buy other stuff.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Walmart?
Amazon, it cannot offer this.
Walmart is using what it has and Amazon doesn't to offer what Amazon cannot.
Wow. Let me write that down.
It's like the 5th book from J.R.R. Tolkien right there.
Let's talk about locations.
Yep. 90% of Americans, actually over 90%, live within 10 miles of a Walmart.
And the percentage for Amazon is much, much, much lower.
What about food?
Amazon owns Whole Foods, but that is out of price level for most Americans, and it's only 340 locations.
So what we've noticed Walmart's found here is a formula to beat Amazon.
The grocery club.
By the way, we on for dinner on Monday?
Yep, Nick, dinner's on, but it's BYO, San Marzano, you're bringing your own.
I'm not going to get him at Walmart, probably.
Also, this is Jack, and I own shares of Amazon.
For our third and final story, Voyage is making driverless cars for old folks. And they just raised a big round.
The company's based in Palo Alto, California,
nice.
Which is Spanish for tall sticks.
It's also a dry heat over there.
It's also where Stanford University is, and I played golf on the Tiger Woods Stanford University golf course.
It's also where we are basically right now, where we're close to it.
Voyage has a fleet of Chrysler minivans that shuttle old folks around.
How appropriate.
Now, the vans currently, they have self-driving tech, but they still have a human backup behind the wheel.
But the reason Voyage is excited is they just raised a cool $31 million.
From venture capitalists.
And that means they can put that into the business and start growing things,
now,
investing.
The $31 million they're going to spend on expanding their second generation fleet of self-driving cars and launch a third generation fleet.
Yeah.
All of these things only go 25 miles per hour.
They're pretty slow.
But the third generation is going to do it with no human being behind the wheel.
And it could potentially be electric.
Yes, and it's probably going to be electric.
TBD. Plus, they're going to grow their team from like 50 to 150 people.
And they have been snagging some top people.
Seriously.
From Tesla,
check
from Uber.
Your resume.
And from NIO, which is Tesla's Chinese rival.
Now, in case you're wondering where these things are, if you're looking for like a Voyage minivan cruising around, holding up traffic, they're in 2 retirement communities.
Yes. They are robo-taxis that are cruising very slowly around a retirement community in San Jose, California.
Big Sharks fans.
And then the second one, no-brainer, Florida.
We're talking like 55-plus retirement communities.
I actually checked out the website. It is for the Florida one, it's an active and friendly adult 55-plus retirement community.
We're talking like Willow Glen Acres Estates over here.
Now, the people at Willow Glen Acres Estates, that's not the real name, by the way.
No, that we should clarify.
They're old, but they're active and friendly, so they need rides.
And they want to get around. That golf course isn't going to be there. You don't want to walk to that golf course.
Tuesday is bingo night. Thursday is movie night. Friday is grandkids photo night.
And in the meantime, hiring human drivers to shuttle around between all those critical activities,
That's like $20 an hour plus
it's
benefits.
It's expensive. Totally
and over
adds
the course
up.
Of a year, that's a lot of money.
We're totally. Now, these things are cruising only 25 miles per hour, but you'll make that 4:15 p.m. reservation at the clubhouse at Del Boca Vista.
Oh, you're telling me.
Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Voyage?
The early adopters of self-driving tech, it may surprise you.
We're not talking like Tim Ferriss wannabes here with like the Google Glass. It's calculating. One second, let me put it on.
With Allbirds shoes on every appendage
it's
of the body.
Let me take a picture of this. It goes right into my mind.
Nana might be the early adopter of self-driving tech.
YOLO, Nana.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Nana.
Exactly.
No, this is serious. Elderly people, eventually they probably shouldn't drive for safety, but they living longer because of modern healthcare, and they need to get places.
Exactly. And if otherwise, if they have to rely on other people, it can become a burden on families, which leads to more stress and more challenges for everyone.
Or maybe they can spend a ton of money on like Uber and Lyft.
But Voyage has realized that millions of American senior citizens, they're in these retirement communities. They have this need.
It's kind of the perfect place for the first fleet of robo-taxis.
And the main issue with self-driving cars, they tend to go really slowly because they're so careful.
But in a retirement community, 25 miles per hour is like Speedy Gonzales.
It's easy over there.
So self-driving cars can empower elderly communities with mobility.
By the way, Voyage, great idea from Snacks over here. Backseat crossword puzzles built in.
Built into the seats.
Make it happen.
Pencils, not pens.
You got $31 million. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, wants the chips and soda crowd to start Venmo.
So it's launching PepCoin with Pepsi.
The Venmo is silent.
Very true. Very true.
Walmart is doing what Amazon can't. It's promising 3-hour grocery delivery to half of America.
And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, he just started like stressfully CrossFitting. He's so frustrated about this. Must make Prime less. Must make Prime less. Third and final story. What was taken?
Voyage is spending $31 million to add robo-taxis to retirement communities.
And old people might be the perfect early adopters to self-driving. I can't believe we didn't see this. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. We got some weights up in here.
All right. The new Apple iPhone 11 Max Pro.
One sec. We got to take a break after saying that.
Is also a half pounder with cheese.
Now, if you're wondering if that's heavy or not, a half pound, the very fact that they're using pound metrics to describe the iPhone is concerning.
The iPhone 11 Max Pro is 7.97 ounces, which is just about half a pound. You got to stop at the weigh station on Interstate 91 with this thing.
You're going to get into the elevator and it's going to start like shaking and be like, get out of the elevator. Who has an iPhone 11 on them?
Snackers, happy Monday. By the way, what do Adele and Snacks have in common?
We all have voices of an angel.
Correct.
Exactly.
We're also both on Spotify.
Very true. Check us out on Spotify too. Enjoy us there.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.